Yes, that's Kelly Flint, You're a Big Girl Now, from a CD called Simple Twist of Fate, DTS Does Dylan Dave's True Story. And this program, this KBOO program, has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon's Children's Theater, presenting the world premiere of The Giver, the story of a boy learning of the tragic sacrifices his community has made for safety and security. The Giver runs March 5th, 11th, and 12th at 2 p.m. at the Keller Auditorium on 222 Southwest Clay. Tickets are available when you call 503-228-9571 or at Ticketmaster.com. Appropriate for ages 10 and up, and information about the giver at octc.org.
Keeping it brief, those who got will get even more. your gift, you're getting number four. Be a spirit, not a ghost on the west coast. Listen to Patti Smith and as the crowd shift. Sundown, Big Sur, the view is killer. By the old homestead of Henry Miller. Don't worry about your final destination, you'll get there soon. Stare at the stars, for the children of the sun.
Indeed, beauty is everywhere. That was Sue Power with Devilish Mary, as in M-E-R-R-Y. Beauty is Everywhere is the title of the CD. And before that, the B-52s, Summer of Love, Poe Girl with C.R. Avery, which is a CD from a show that I saw not too long ago. And C.R. Avery is actually a very good spoken word artist, and that's why I played Take the Long Way with him in there. Before I start some more music, I like to read you a sunbeam or two. One is a little bit longer than I would usually read, but it's kind of a good one. And this one is shorter, by George Eliot. There is no despair so absolute as that which comes with the first moments of our first great sorrow, when we have not yet known what it is to have suffered and be healed, to have despaired and recovered hope. And the next one is by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. In the story, an old man is dying and calls his people to his side. He gives a short, sturdy stick to each of his many offspring, wives and relatives. "Break the stick," he instructs them. With some effort, they all snap their sticks in half. This is how it is when a soul is alone without anyone. They can be easily broken. Then, next, he gives each of his kin another stick and says, "Put your sticks together in bundles of twos and threes. Now break these bundles in half. No one can break the sticks when there are two or more in a bundle." The old man smiles. "We are strong when we stand with another soul. When we are with another, we cannot be broken." Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Later on, I have a giveaway. And now I like to play a poem read by our own KBOO's Lisa Hamid. And the poem is called "Before I Start This Poem." And let's see how this goes. Of course, the CD won't cooperate. I'll put it in another one. One moment, please. Maybe I'll play a song first.
see.
I can set you free.
Tell me who that was just singing. And you will, I will send you, or Cable will send you, a Wee Moon wall calendar. This is just for fun, though. If you don't know, that's fine, too. I'm just trying to see if somebody will recognize the voice. And I have played her before. She's an opera singer, but this song she sang in English. And therefore, I would like to know if somebody recognizes her voice. And the number here is 503-231-8187 on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. And of course, we are in White Salmon, Washington, and in Corvallis. Yeah, you can listen to us. 91.9 FM or 100.7 FM. That is Corvallis, and 91.9 FM is Hood River, the Dalles, and the Gorge. So here is a poem read by Lisa Hamid by Mr. Ortiz, written by Mr. Ortiz, and read by Lisa Hamid. Thank you for listening. And then we're going to ABBA.
Check, check, check. Before I start this poem, I'd like to ask you in joining me in a moment of silence in honor of those who died in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon on September 11th. I would also like to ask you a moment of silence for all of those who have been harassed, imprisoned, disappeared, tortured, raped, or killed in retaliation for those strikes. For the victims in both Afghanistan and the United States. And if I could just add one more thing, a full day of silence for the tens of thousands of Palestinians who have died at the hands of U.S.-backed Israeli forces over decades of occupation. Six months of silence for the 1.5 million Iraqi people, mostly children, who have died of malnourishment or starvation as a result of an 11-year U.S. embargo against that country. Before I begin this poem, 2 months of silence for the blacks under apartheid in South Africa, where Homeland Security made them aliens in their own country. 9 months of silence for the dead in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where death rained down and peeled back every layer of concrete, steel, earth, and skin, and the survivors went on, as if alive. A year of silence for the millions of dead in Vietnam, a people, not a war. For those who know a thing or two about the scent of burning fuel, their relatives' bones buried in it, their babies born of it. A year of silence for the dead in Cambodia and Laos, victims of a secret war. Shh, say nothing. We don't want them to learn that they are dead. 2 months of silence for the decades of dead in Colombia, whose names, like the corpses they once represented, have piled up and slipped off our tongues. Before I begin this poem, an hour of silence for El Salvador. An afternoon of silence for Nicaragua. Two days of silence for the Guatemalans, none of whom ever knew a moment of peace. 45 seconds of silence for the 45 dead at Actial Chiapas. 25 years of silence for the 100 million Africans who found their graves far deeper in the ocean than any building could poke into the sky. There will be no DNA testing or dental records to identify their remains. And for those who were strung and swung from the heights of sycamore trees in the south, in the north, the east, and the west. One 100 years of silence for the hundreds of millions of indigenous peoples from half of right here whose land and lives were stolen in postcard-perfect plots like Pine Ridge, Wounded Knee, Sand Creek, Fallen Timbers, or the Trail of Tears. Names now reduced to innocuous magnetic poetry on the refrigerator of our consciousness. So you want a moment of silence? And we are all left speechless. Our tongues snatched from our mouths. Our eyes stapled shut. A moment of silence. And all the poets have been laid to rest. The drums disintegrating into dust. Before I begin this poem, you want a moment of silence. You mourn now as if the world will never be the same. And the rest of us hope to hell it won't be. Not like it's always been. Because this is not a 9/11 poem. This is a 9/10 poem. It's a 9/9 poem. It's a 9/8 poem. A 9/7 poem. It's a 1492 poem. It's a poem about what causes poems like this to be written. And if this is a 9/11 poem, then it's a September 11th poem for Chile, 1971. It's a September 12th poem for Stephen Biko in South Africa, 1977. This is a September 13th poem for the brothers at Attica Prison, New York, 1971. This is a September 14th poem for Somalia, 1992. This is a poem for every date that falls to the ground in ashes. This is a poem for the 110 stories that were never told. The 110 stories that history chose not to write in the textbooks. The 110 stories that CNN, BBC, The New York Times, and Newsweek ignored. This is a poem for interrupting this program. And still you want a moment of silence for your dead. We could give you lifetimes of empty. The unmarked graves. The lost languages. The uprooted trees and histories. The dead stares on the faces of nameless children. Before I start this poem, we could be silent forever. Or just long enough to hunger for the dust to bury us. And still you would ask for more of our silence. If you want a moment of silence, then stop the oil pumps. Turn off the engines and the televisions. Sink the cruise ships, crash the stock markets. Unplug the marquee lights. Delete the instant messages, derail the trains, the light rail transit. If you want a moment of silence, put a brick through the window of Taco Bell and pay the workers for wages lost. Tear down the liquor stores, the townhouses, the white houses, the jail houses, the penthouses, and the playboys. If you want a moment of silence, then take it on Super Bowl Sunday, the 4th of July, during Dayton's 13-hour sale, or the next time your white guilt fills the room where my beautiful people have gathered. You want a moment of silence? Then take it now before this poem begins. Here, in the echo of my voice, in the pause between goose steps of the second hand, in the space between bodies and embrace, here is your silence. Take it. But take it all. Don't cut in line. Let your silence begin at the beginning of crime. But tonight, we will keep right on singing for our dead. This is a poem written by Emmanuel Ortiz, entitled Before I Start This Poem. Emmanuel Ortiz works with the Minnesota Alliance for the Indigenous Zapatistas and Estación Libre. He's a staff member of the Resource Center of the Americas, the nonprofit publisher of Americas.org. This poem was procured from Idaho Indie Media Center. Of course, in the background, we're listening to Paul Horn in the Taj Mahal. For KBOO, I'm Lisa Hamid.
Thank you, Lisa Hamid. I have played this poem quite a few times, and it's new to me every time. I haven't had any phone calls for the Wee Moon calendar. I know it's February, and it's a wall calendar, but it's a beautiful calendar in the spirit of love. And you can call 503-231-8187. And here's ABBA. Thank you for listening.
Sencilla y algo aburrida tal vez. Las bromas que sé me salen seguro al revés. Pero hay un talento en mi singular y es que la gente me escucha al cantar y me hace feliz. Curiosa lo puedo anunciar.
Yep.
Wasn't that sweet? And thank you for calling, and the calendar has been given away. Thank you, Emily. Yep. Yep, that was ABBA singing some of their favorite songs in Spanish. Now I have a request, a Sheryl Crow song, Sweet Child of Mine, goes out to Michelle. Here we go.
When I told them I
dream. I guess they all were so far from that kind of scene, feeling real me. I heard a song last night. What a lovely song it was. I thought I'd hum it all night. Unforgettable because
Yeah, those were the High Violets with Ecstasy. And before that, I played Orinda Fink. She sang No Evolution. And if you listened to the Randomonium show last Friday, that's when I played this song also. I kind of liked the song, so I played it again. Joss Stone did I Had a Dream and Sheryl Crow by request, Sweet Child of Mine. And that was it for this set. It's 11 o'clock. I'll be here till midnight. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM. I'm Annalise. And thank you for your calls. And here's more music.
I'd find something to say. If it weren't for the words, it's the words that give me trouble. I'd be alright if it weren't for the words. I could pick up the phone if it weren't for the words. I could talk all day long if it weren't for the words. It's the words that make me stumble. I'd be doing all right if it weren't for the words. But I got nothing stuck without a thought in my head, drumming my fingers against the say goodbye. If it weren't for the words, it's the words that always hurt me. I'd be doing all right if it weren't for the
qu'elle m'apprête quelque chose. cela ne vaut plus la peine. Et puis quelle peine, la mienne se noie. Ah, et puis quoi? Ah, et puis quoi? La mienne se noie. Ah, tout est bas. Ah, tout est bas. La mienne se noie. La mienne se noie. Un sort pour qu'il me guette. Un sort pour qu'il m'apprête. Enfin chose faite. Enfin chose faite. Ah si j'osais. Ah si j'osais, ah si j'osais. À tout débat, à tout à l'air. À tout débat, à tout à l'air. À tout à l'air, à tout à l'air.
Sur la place, Lily Boulanger. magic whirlwind, this is serious of my knees like flame, and I feel like just some misplaced Joan of Arc in the cause of you looking up at me. Oh, baby, I remember when you were born. It was dawn in the storm, settled in my belly, in the road, in the grass, in the spit at the gas, in the lit a match, in the void wind, flashing the skies split, and the planets hit, both of jade. The bats with their baby vein faces burst from the barn in flames in a violet, violent sky. And I fell on my knees and pressed you against me. Your skull was like a network of spittle, like glass balls moving in like cold streams of logic. And I prayed as that lightning attack that some will make it go crack. Some will make it go crack. Some will make it go crack. Some make a good crack.
That is Patti Smith, 1975, and now the same song, Kimberly, 2005. Enjoy.
Later. it's her beauty, not brains. Old Father Time will never harm you if your charm still remains. After you grow old, baby, you don't have to be a cold baby. Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, don't fail to do your stuff with a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, if you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, off here, off there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, wear a Marcel wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. Your duty to be beautiful, that's right, girls. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
So, did Hitler only have one ball or what? That's what I've been hearing. I mean, I know when they found his charred carcass, it was missing one testicle. But did that missing ball burn up? Or was it never there?
She wants you to put this plate of crumbs back into the refrigerator. When you do, he wants you to make sure to bring this play with his ladies. Stand to the right, give him a bite, insulate the bed, shoot him up when he's dead. He wants you to take his box cleaner and cut it with a knife. Use a stack of tissues for a tan. Killing germs can save his life. Climb it to the carpet. He drops his pants to breathe. Just act like it's nothing. Just not smart. Now when you pass the valley of fluid, he reclines and make a chair. Of his hotel room with tape, he will be allowed to pee on floors, cause his cord ain't constipates. Listen to him moan about a multi-million loan. Don't answer the phone. It's been a long time since he's below. How would you clap the belly? How would he
Bonfire Madigan with Snow Fell Summer. And before that, Rasputina. The name of the CD is Radical Recital. And this CD has been brought out by Filthy Bonnet Records. Rasputina. She sang Howard Hughes. Let's see. Annie Lennox did Keep Young and Beautiful. Patti Smith did two versions of Kimberly, one from 1975 and one last year, 2005. That was pretty cool. I played music from that double CD before. And then, let's see, what did I have here? Annie Kidd. Annie Kidd. What did she do? She sang... Oh, yeah. Left, Right, Left. Karalaka with Corinne Tucker and Sarah Doerr, who started a rock and roll camp for girls. And they sang... June and July. Christelle Delaney sang, she's from Paris. A tout à l'heure, I had two cuts from that CD, and Sur la Place, Lily Boulanger. Edith Frost, If It Weren't for the Words. And then in the before that, I turned two CDs around by when I announced them. The High Violets did Ecstasy, and Susan Cowsill did Just Believe It. So, let's see, 15 minutes left. I like to go to Bessie Smith right now. Little different, but beautiful.
Thank you.
have a request for a shout out from Rudy to Monica.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
A shout out from me to my partner. I love you for Valentine's Day. And we have about 6 minutes left. Marques is here for his movement show. So we have a few more minutes to play some music. Happy Valentine's. Enjoy. Love the one you're with.
Stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other
the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never would think me, just make me, pull the back rub me, don't bug me, new thunderbird me, you heard me, I'm getting hungry, bring me hungry, here's how to bring an agreeable jab, love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Send off the scotch, boil me a crab. Cut me a rose, make the tea with the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab. Just make me bowl of air of me. Don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry. Heal me a grave. One of the sealest kind.
This is KBOO 90.7 FM Portland, the movement, RIP J. Dilla.